if math serves me correct. One thing that doesn't serve me correct is just figuring out math. The other thing is, how about some low cunning in there from the Tales of the Crappy Wizard with Tell That Bard to Shut the Plank Up? Some new music from Pittsburgh's own Low Cunning. Is there a video game that goes with that soundtrack? Is there? Maybe it's in your head. Hey, speaking of things in your head, you can drown out the voices with a new wavelength by tuning into Wavelength on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. here with DJ Seaside, exclusively on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, don't forget, if you are one of my friends listening on a Tuesday afternoon, I will unofficially say we are wrapping up this program. If you're listening on a Friday, I've got a music and a radio calendar to get to in just a few seconds, as well as tell you what the mock is after we get past the top of the hour. As always, want to remind you, you're listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's take care of a little business, and then let's get into those calendars for you.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
It is the top of the hour, and you have just hit the midway mark of the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've got a music and a radio calendar to get to. Before I get to either or both of them, I want to remind you that Zeke's Coffee joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery located at 6015 Penn Avenue, right in the middle of Penn Circle over there in the East Liberty neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. You can find more information at Zeke's Coffee. PGH.com. You can also find more information on some of the stuff that I'm babbling about to you at our own website, WRCT.org. But speaking of the babbling, it's time now for the WRCT radio calendar. I'll let you know some things going on that you can do around town. For example, Zaunt. I'm going to call it Zaunt. How about Jaunt? Let's put a J in there. Jaunt, which the Office of Public Art has been pleased to announce. This artist-designed public art tour by D.S. Kinzel. Jaunt features actually a series of postcards by Pittsburgh artists, and it's available at various locations around the city. So that provides a safe exploration of public art and the city during the pandemic. Now, these postcards, where can you find them? Well, you can find them at Boom Concepts on Penn Avenue in Garfield. You can also find them at People's Grocery, which is kind of almost right across the street from Boom Concepts. They're also at the Small Mall in Lawrenceville. There's also a Small Mall Outpost in Wilkinsburg, as well as the CDCP Project Space in Wilkinsburg. So various places you can find these. Also want to remind you about Off-Root Art. Yeah, it's a nonprofit that is trying to build a new type of arts community where they connect the public with original art made by artists between the ages of 16 and 24. For more information, their website is offrootart.com. And don't forget, you can support Thrifty, which is the East End Community Thrift Store. It's one block. It's one door over from the Thomas Merton Center. And they feature, you know, clothing and furniture and household appliances, but what they're really looking for are things like volunteers, donations, and shoppers. All three of those. And you could be one in the same. Now, all profits from this store are donated to the Thomas Merton Center and help fund their general operations. For more information, 412-361-6010. That is my WRCT music calendar. No, that's my radio calendar. There's no music in that. That is my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event that you'd like to include on this calendar, send the details in an email with plenty of advance notice to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Turn our attention to this WRCT music calendar. Now, as you're aware, most live performances in the greater Pittsburgh area have been canceled due to COVID-19. Thanks, COVID-19. However, there are performers and spaces and people trying to do things live streamed or socially distanced. So what we recommend is check with your favorite promoter websites, your favorite venue websites, your favorite artist websites, and see if there's some things you can find out, like for example, CalliopeHouse.org or PittsburghSymphony.org. These are just a couple suggestions for you. Now, I do know of a few things that are happening. Like, for example, on March 6th, the Howie Alexander Trio Tribute to George Duke is happening. It's both live and live streamed at Con Alma on Shadyside, which is on Ellsworth Avenue. It's from 6 p.m., I think 6 to 9, unless there's two shows. Let me double check this. Yeah, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. See, I was right. So they do have a 50% capacity starting at 6 p.m. for live and in person, but they're also live streaming it on their website on the Facebook page. So that's at Con Alma. Next Friday on the 12th, the Neon Swing Experience is doing a virtual evening of originals at neonswing.com. Next weekend, so think of this, next weekend it's the Suwannee Banjo Camp. I think it's in Michigan. Now it's happening a week from tomorrow, so it's on the 13th and then on Sunday the 14th. But if you go to Suwannee Banjo Camp, you can find out they're doing online lessons in traditional music. And it's not just for banjo geeks. It's for other geeks, too. Unless you're a geek who bites the head off of a bat, which by definition is what a geek is. Or snake. But if you're a music performing geek, you might find out. It's Suwannee. How do you spell Suwannee? S-U-W-A-N-N-E-E. Banjocamp.com. Also on the 13th, Joe Jenks is doing a live stream show at 7:30 p.m. for the Pittsburgh Song Space Concert Series. UUSongspace.com for more information on that. And then as we have St. Paddy's Day coming around, we've got a couple St. Paddy's Day parties that you can invite one of your favorite bands to. Like Flogging Molly. Live from Dublin on St. Patrick's Day. It's 3 p.m. in the afternoon. More information at floggingmollylive.com. Or how about the Dropkick Murphys, closer to home? They're doing their show from Boston. If you go to DKM Stream, Dropkick Murphys, DKMStream.com. It's a 7 p.m. show on St. Patrick's Day. And then finally, Tom Paxson and the Don Juans are doing an online concert for Calliope House. Details at calliopehouse.org. That's on Friday, April 2nd. See, there's things happening, and I'm trying to tell you what those are. If you know of an event, you're in an event, you're performing, you're doing something, send us the details to music-calendar@wrct.org, and we'll do our best to get it on this calendar. You can see the entire calendar. Maybe I skipped stuff. Maybe I forgot to read something or the whatnot. It's on our website under events, wrct.org. You can hear this calendar. Both calendars, actually, the radio and music calendar, each and every day here on WRCT at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, how you just heard it now, at 11 p.m. Let's get back into the music part of this radio program. I got a mock coming up in less than an hour. I'll give you a hint in this next set of music. to what the mock is going to be and let you know what it is right after this set of music.
Or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the curious, that makes you James the weak? Something going, something you call unique. But I seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer. Secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
Jayhawks wrapping up that set of music, and if you're paying attention, maybe giving you a hint of tonight's mock with their song Blue, pulled that one off of Tomorrow, The Green Grass. What a fantastic album that was, in my humblest of opinions. Hey, speaking of songs named Blue, hint, hint, guess what? The Dorchestra from Bloomington, Indiana gave us their song Blue from a 1990 release. Leader Robert Shannon from the Dorchestra did a little internet research to find out he's now an attorney. Yeah, he's doing entertainment and intellectual property in Indianapolis, and good for him. And I've known this for a long time, and so I'm not spreading rumors because it's also on the interwebs that he's married to Carrie Newcomer. So if you're familiar with her, I've seen her actually perform. It was many years back here at Carnegie Mellon University. So just telling you things that I know. I also know I played some Rodriguez in there, Sixto Rodriguez from Detroit, Michigan, with Crucify Your Mind. It was this weekend back in 1998 that he performed for the very first time in South Africa. For those of you who are like, well, why do we care, or why does that make a difference? Look for the Searching for Sugarman documentary, which is where I really discovered Rodriguez and fell in love with his music. And you'll connect the pieces. So that's your homework assignment for the week, is search out that documentary and report back to me. I want it double-spaced. I don't want big margins on it. Minimum of 2.5 pages. So that's all I want is a Rodriguez report from you. Gregson and Collister. I'm sorry. Everything But the Girl. I changed my mind. I went with Everything But the Girl and doing their cover of the Mickey and Sylvia Love is Strange. What's really strange is, according to all of my sources, most of my sources, Sylvia Robinson from Mickey and Sylvia was born on tomorrow. Well, not she's not born tomorrow. The anniversary of her birth would be tomorrow in 1935. But then when I went to the Wikipedia, because we all know that that's where the true information is, it put her birth date in May. And so I was doing a lot of, I just couldn't figure it out. Now, the Wikipedia, you look at the source, and everything they sourced for her birthday were social media posts from her kids. Now, and it was probably when their mom passed, because she is not with us anymore. So you would think the kids would know mom's birthday, but every other source, every other article I found had her birthday listed as for tomorrow. I don't know. Oh, also, if you don't know who Sylvia Robinson is, she also started this this project called Sugar Hill Gang, Sugar Hill Records, late 1970s. Yeah. A very good and wonderful entrepreneur. And we miss her. It is 24 and a half minutes past your hour here on 88.3 FM. I mentioned I got a mock coming up at midnight. I played two songs with the word blue in it. So do you think blue might have a clue into the mock? It sure does. Today is National Wear Something Blue Day. So that's what the mock is. The mock is going to be songs about blue articles of clothing. So I got away with playing songs with blue in the title because those don't qualify for the mock. They have to be songs that mention something about wearing a blue item of clothing. So that's coming up at midnight. So in about 35 minutes, give you some time to prep yourself for that. Maybe put something on blue. Support it. That's what we can do. Speaking of anniversaries and, unfortunately, deaths, today is also the anniversary, the 58th anniversary of the death, of the passing of Patsy Cline at the tender age of 27 years old. Much like you and me, I fall to pieces.
I fall to pieces each time I see you again.
Viva La Mocksters, Amanda Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters hit back fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
Mr. Phillips found old Johnny Cash and he was high. High before he ever took those pills. And he's still too proud to die. Mr. Phillips never said anything behind nobody's back. Like, damn it, Elvis, don't he know?
Album. It's a Drive-By Truckers and Carl Perkins Cadillac here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Played that one for a couple reasons. Well, first, because it's a pretty awesome song. And secondly, I thought it would come out of the camper van Beethoven Joe Stalin's Cadillac nicely. Joe Stalin's Cadillac, Carl Perkins Cadillac. You see where I'm going with this. Anyway, as I said, camper van Beethoven. Joe Stalin's Cadillac. I played that one, believe it or not. It's the anniversary. Today is the anniversary of Joe Stalin's death. He died back in 1953 on this date. Tomorrow actually celebrates the, let's call it the 100, and let me do the math. I can't do it. Anyway, Bob Wills. Bob Wills was born tomorrow. 1905 is actually his date of birth. So I played some Waylon Jennings in there because Bob Wills is still the king. And start off the entire set with Patsy Cline, who also passed on this day 10 years after Joe Stalin in 1963. Start off the set with I Fall to Pieces. I do fall to pieces. Sometimes when you don't give me requests for future shows, please drop me an email. Don't make me beg. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the request line, if you will. You know, you get their prescriptions, you make their lunch, you call the doctor, you try to give them every minute you possibly can, but do you try to take a minute for yourself? When you help care for a loved one, you work hard and you make sure they're safe and comfortable, but it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. ARP can help, they can. You can find free care guides to support you and your loved ones at aarp.org/caregiving. Again, that's aarp.org/caregiving. Public service announcement brought to you by ARP, the Ad Council, and me, the Mockster. I've talked about this before. You wake up in the morning and you got a song stuck in your head all day. Luckily for me, I've got a radio show where I can maybe release those songs. This one is today's song.
Well, why does she sing her sad songs for me? I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear, and it's plain if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for her pain. Just a tear, and that's all. Oh, what does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare, and I suppose that it's true. And on she goes to say I don't care, and she knows that I do. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? She'd like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a tool if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. If she could see how I feel, then I know that she'd understand. Does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can't she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by her shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. I think that I am to decide that she's wrong. Oh, but nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize. She abandons her dreams, and all the words she can say are only lies. Oh, when will she see that to gain is only to lose? All that she offers me
are her chains that I've got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. I don't intend to stand and be the friend from whom she must hide. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? But maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
With a southern
Morning, Mary Lou Lord wrapping up that set here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, have I ever told you my Mary Lou Lord story? And you know the answer is yes. Yes, I have. I've told this story more than once, but I'm going to tell it again. Yeah, you knew that was coming too. So whether you said yes or no, it didn't matter. I'm still going to tell you the story. So about 10 years ago, about 10 and a half years ago, I was in Salem, Mass. For a wedding of some good friends of mine. And they were getting married right there, right in town, right in this park. There's this gazebo, middle of the day. They're up on the gazebo. It's a beautiful day. They're doing the vow thing or whatever people do as they're getting married. You know how that part works. While that's happening, this little tiny dog sprints right down the aisle, jumps up a couple steps into the gazebo, plants himself between the bride and groom, and he is as proud as all can be. And then, of course, the dog's owner, as embarrassed as all can be because she was not part of the wedding party, goes running up to rescue her dog and kind of sheepishly goes away, takes her dog with her. Next day, the happy couple said, "How exciting that Mary Lou Lord and her dog decided to crash our wedding." I was like, "What?" And they're like, "Yeah, that was Mary Lou Lord. You see her around town all the time. She performs. That was her and her little dog." So that is my Mary Lou Lord story. Like it or love it or hate it or still love it, I'm sticking to it. Hey, also in that set of music, you're like, "Moxters, why don't you stick to the script?" Stick to the script. Oh, okay, okay. Nico Case and her boyfriends gave us Duchess before the Mary Lou Lord. Went back to the title track from Tom Petty's Southern Accents album. For Southern Accents, that's why I said the title track. And I start off the entire set with some Towns Van Zandt because that's the song I've been humming all day for the sake of the song. We've got to just about a minute before the top of the hour. Don't forget, tonight's mocking is it is National Wear Blue Day today. So that is what the mock is going to be about, items you can wear that are blue. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that right now, millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,000 a year or more may actually qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dental visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and so much more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands who are full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. Again, that's healthcare.gov. We got to get into this mock. Let's do this first. And then the mock.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening.